go ahead and call the Cache Muskego Abatement District Board of Trustees meeting to order October 24th, 2024 at 7 PM. Did I say that right?
Sounded good to me.
I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Richard Rigby, manager.
David Gavin, Hyde Park.
Paul James, Hire.
Gregory Shannon, Nibley.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Jeff Ricks, Unincorporated.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
David Wood, Malaga.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Wade Campbell, Smithfield.
Don Sheffer, Richmond.
You guys not like each other on the back door or something?
No, it's...
Or what's that?
There's a rule.
Just wondering. Okay, welcome everybody. First item on the agenda, so adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I move that we adopt the agenda as written.
Wade Campbell, I'll second it.
We have motion second. Is there any questions, discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes of September 26th, 2024 meeting.
I move that we approve. Gregory Shannon.
Have motion, do I hear a second?
Wade Campbell, I'll second it.
We have motion second. Any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Craig Hidalgo, abstains, I wasn't here.
Motion passes. Public comment, I guess our lady hasn't arrived yet.
She texted, said she was coming.
You did. Trouble lady.
We'll move on to...
Susan.
Yeah.
Matt, there's not a lot. The truck that was wrecked this last summer, I just got a text today. It's kind of funny text. It said, for the record, I'll read it to you. It said, "Hell, Richard, we got your one F-150 done and waiting on a tow truck to take it back to the Hyde Park Caliber for you to pick it up." I think it's supposed to say, "Hello, Richard." But it actually says, "Hell, Richard." But anyway, and then I got a call a little bit later saying that it was on the truck coming back and that it was, should be ready to pick up any day now. So that's what I'm about taking care of. And then Sierra and I leave this weekend for our conference to St. George. It'll be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I am presenting two presentations as well, one on working with the USU students and then one that kind of gives us an idea of what the our summer went like. Our final numbers as of right now is we have 13 confirmed traps, or 13 confirmed West Nile traps that tested positive, or 13 traps that tested positive for West Nile, 2 human cases here in the valley, 3 Box Elder, but we have 2 here. I don't know where other than the one. Other than that, I don't know age or gender. I have heard that we've had some horses. In fact, one, Jared Spencer, who is pretty reliable on that stuff, said that one of the horses was euthanized out of Richmond, but that has not been given to the UT, the vet, the state vet. So there is none in the state's records that any horses here in the valley, but he's pretty sure that at least 3, if not more.
He's got a pretty reliable source.
He does, but somebody doesn't want to talk, so if and
well,
but
she can't talk a lot,
can't she?
No, she's... So,
and that may be the why, but anyway, with the colder temperatures, it's been kind of nice to hopefully curtail some of that with the mosquitoes being biting others and that. So I'm glad that's taken care of. And then we're just getting, this last Saturday, we rented a mini excavator and cleaned out the ditch behind the shop that it was backing up. So what we did is Mark Lynn needed his ditch cleaned out as well as ours, so we rented it. It came to a little over $400. I figured I was the one with doing the labor and everything, and Mark said that he would pay for the mini, so we paid $400 and a little bit over $400 for it. He paid $400, so it came out that we paid just a little bit for the duo. So that's what we did this Saturday. Cleaned out all that silt and everything, but other than that, we good.
You have to leave that open.
Oh, that's true.
Did that door lock?
I don't think so, but
from the outside?
It needs to be open.
You mean the one with the rock?
This one.
No, they'll take the lock out.
So the rock was still there when I came.
It's open.
I think she's done vacuuming, so let's open it back up.
Public meeting, we have to have the door open.
Okay.
So that's all I have for my report.
Okay. Are we done spraying now?
Oh, yeah. We finished the last week of September.
So the mosquitoes we're seeing right now, there's really no issue?
Usually not. Now, these are like our early spring ones that like the cooler weather and everything. They're more of a floodwater mosquito, even though. So yours is probably coming from down there in the reservoir area. If you're seeing them in your house, they're trying to, usually, like I had a couple in my house last night and in my bedroom. They're usually the Culex pipiens, but they're not, which do carry the West Nile virus, but they're not looking for a blood meal right now. What they're doing is looking for a place to overwinter. And that's what they do. They come into the, warm house to find a nice nook and stay there. They'll look for barns and things like that too. But
figure if they can take you out, maybe they got a chance.
They might. Exactly. Bring it on. Maybe I get some sleep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Work report.
Okay. It is the time again for your trustee compensation checks, so I have them here. So don't leave at the end, and I'll hand them out to you really quickly. And then dates to look forward to in November. So 6:00 is our public budget hearing. And then at 7:00 is our tax increase hearing.
What day is
that? November 21st. And then right after the tax increase is the board meeting, which will follow the tax increase.
It's a Thursday.
Yep, it's our... So
it starts at 6:00?
The public budget, yeah.
6:00.
So this is the third Thursday in November. So it starts at 6:00, and then we'll have the tax at 7:00, and then following the tax increase, we'll...
I wasn't trying to make eye contact.
So there are the dates. That's all I got.
So that's the week before Thanksgiving?
Yes, that third Thursday.
Okay. All right, thank you. Let's move into the budget stuff, fun stuff.
Okay. And
is that here?
Yes, everything will be here. Okay, so I gave everyone a copy of... the preliminary that we can look over, and then when we pass it, will become the proposed.
I wasn't here last time, but I have a question on the handhelds. Can somebody explain to me that large of an increase? What are we doing there?
Oh, we haven't. We didn't talk about. This is the first time anyone besides the committee has seen it.
Okay.
So we can discuss as we go through.
So, Well, let's start
at the bottom.
Yeah, start at the bottom.
Okay.
The handhelds, It's been 4 years since I got new ones, and we've got to replace one of them anyway. And that is the, so that $18,500 is for four new handhelds. So
how many handhelds do you have?
I have three, but they're starting to show.
So you're replacing them all?
No, I'm just replacing all four of them.
One got crushed by
one
a truck.
One got crushed, yeah, by a truck, and it got over the end of the summer.
We have four, one's broke.
Yes. Yeah.
What brand are they? Are they Juniper Systems?
Yeah, they are Juniper Systems. So, yeah, that's...
Is it better to buy them all together, or is it something we could stagger out?
We could probably stagger it out. But then...
You mean over 2 years, Joe?
Buy two this year and two the next.
Buy one a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So that at the end of 5 years, you've got...
You're starting over again.
Yeah.
Just replace one a year?
Just bigger for 1 year every year?
Is it something you're going to pay more for if you just buy one?
Well, let's see.
Do you want me to go to her?
On multiple purchases, they should be discounted.
Well, you know, it might not work, but I just threw that out as
a
question.
Just a second. The rock got moved.
Apparently she's here.
Dave, did you move the rock?
So what did you do with the ones you replaced?
The older ones that are 8 years old, I tried to sell them and nobody... wanted them,
so. She ain't go to the wrong building because the rock's there.
I'm worried then.
How long? What's your estimation on how long of those 8-year-old units will last and they work correctly?
They're about 4 years.
So they're.
Yeah, and this, we're coming up on the 4 years with this last one, and they're starting to, it's mostly what it is the software, because they're Windows-based, and the Windows start to slow everything down and take for ever to.
Can you send those in and have them do software updates and bring them back to us for a lesser fee?
I keep the software updated.
Okay.
As much as it's the components that they're putting into the into the handhelds that Frontier Precision does.
Well, the one thing about it, if you got them all right now, you don't need to worry about a price jack up every year. You might be paying for two in 5 years for one. You bought two.
That's true.
Well, if they're starting to go, you got to invest. It's in the budget. If you're in the budget, then just do it.
I think she went to the actual health department building.
Don't worry about it.
Did you give her the address?
I said that I can't remember. I told her we were at the health, the environmental building by Cal Ranch.
I agree. If we need to get them, we get them. But let's forward think enough that we don't do this again. We start replacing them staggered.
Okay.
Because I understand if it's in the budget, but you still got to have the money there,
right,
for the budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's.
Well, I think if we get them all, then we could just have a plan to be able to, like Craig says, start replacing them.
So, what happened to our annual payment?
Did we get that, was that resolved?
She's at the main one.
Matt was gonna look into it. I talked to him about that. Did he ever get back to you?
Okay.
She's responding. About the loan.
What Zion was saying our payment was going to.
Yes, they did get a hold of Zion's, and they had me send a picture of the envelope it came in and the whole letter again. And they said that is definitely wrong, but they haven't sent me a resolve.
Chances are it's going to stay the same though, right?
Yes.
Is Matt still involved with it?
Yes.
Or is it left up to you now?
Because that kind of will blow our budget all apart.
Yeah. He's still involved with you, isn't he?
Yeah. No, I think we had incremental increases after so many years.
I think it was
there were some
18.
Incremental increases to that, wasn't there?
I think it was like 18 years. In 18 years, it would... Yeah, I thought it stayed the same for 18 and then...
Okay,
then
I wasn't sure.
Okay, they were all right.
Okay.
Hopefully by then we can just pay it off.
So the handhelds... Your signal's not up there. I know why you're doing it. The handhelds are $3,164 a piece, so that's less under $13,000. And then we just kept the $5,500 because that is the annual for the software that we use with Frontier Precision. So that's why it went from $5,500 to $18,500. So you're looking at $13,000 for the four, then the $5,500 for the annual software.
So it's $5,500.
Yeah.
Darn software anyway.
Yeah.
Why's the balance in the price of larvicide? Did it go up or did you just run out?
Yes.
Yeah.
It went up, but we ran out. One of the things that, as I was looking, is with our drone. The drone went... So this year, I overestimated on the adulticide, which is good. So I've got my adulticide left over for next year, and that's why it's gone down. Because I've got that left over from the malathion and the control. But the adult that I usually have left over from the larvicide, but with the drone, what it's done is it has allowed us to get to places that we've never been able to get to. And so we're using more of it, which has created, it's created more product, but it's eliminated more areas that we haven't been able to treat before.
But last year you also had some larvicide
carrying
over.
Yes, exactly.
So that's why it was lower.
Yeah.
Is there an expiration date on that, those products?
They say within 2 or 3 years,
okay.
But there's been some that I've had for 5 or 6, but we've used it all up now, so.
Yeah. Just wondering.
Yeah.
But you have to keep it from freezing too, right?
Yes, the adulticide, yes. That's why in the, when we built our storage sheds that we put heaters in both of them, both the ones that hold that stuff, so we keep it about 60 degrees.
Is there alarms on them that alarm you if the heaters quit or?
No. So far it's worked, but yeah, I have never had
on maintenance, we've broken that out now. We're including vehicles and buildings. We never had that in the past.
That was a suggestion.
Can't remember who made the suggestion.
I can't remember, was it you, Kermit?
I think it's a good idea.
Well, so you just itemized, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason being, Craig, if we get in a wreck, they're gonna come back and wanna know what maintenance we did on the vehicle.
Yeah, I have no problem with that, I just missed that.
I like it.
And then one thing that is different on yours is Richard did raise up the adulticide.
Okay.
by 2,000.
And that's because this year's budget is over a little bit. And mainly, and the reason why is because the one thing that has been constant over the last 5 years is my Delta Side workers. I have not lost any of them for the last at least four. But it's my larvicide workers come and go, but my Delta Side, and so that increased. And this year, we didn't have any wet nights really that we didn't spray, which I was surprised that I didn't use more product because we didn't. But because of that, the personnel budget was there because of that. But yeah, there's been years where they don't spray sometimes 10 times in a season. This year, I think there was once that they didn't go out, maybe twice, because it was dry.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions? Heartburn?
So the Adulta side is the foggers, right?
Yeah. What do we need to do at this point?
I think we just need to make a motion to adopt it.
Yeah.
If this looks good.
This is assuming the tax increase.
So you've laid out where that's going to be, where we're going to put that tax increase. I don't see that on here. You're going to have to clearly state where you're putting that tax increase.
Nope. I just met with the committee, and this is what they said, so I...
Yeah, we've got, to meet the law, you're going to have to state, it's a $100,000 increase.
Yeah.
We've got to show on this paper right here where that's going.
Okay.
Just your increase of your employees and the other things on there.
Go back down to the bottom. See the totals.
So that 594 includes the addition of the 100,000, right? Okay. No?
No, it does not.
Okay. So it's not going to be 594, it's going to be 694. Because we're asking for a $100,000 tax increase.
That makes sense.
So we're basically saying that we're just tapping $100,000 more, and we have to. But I would say,
yeah, we can't spend it.
I'm saying that $100,000 it is what's covering that going from 508 to 594.
But you gotta show where.
Okay.
Each.
And you're gonna have to bump up.
To break out.
So I would say that 100,000 is already in there. That's what I would think.
Okay.
It's already in there.
Makes sense.
So.
Well, we were, like the 508 zeroed us out. So every increase is part of the 100,000.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So we make another column and just...
You just make another column.
And you show the difference between column A and column B.
Yeah.
You just have one with...
No, you just have on column D.
Tax increase and one...
You'll just show where the money went. For example, back up to Larvicide.
Okay.
Larvicide right there, 80,000. Right, 80,000 went right there for Larvicide.
So just put 80,000.
Okay. So now you got another 20,000 to figure out where that goes.
Well, you got 2,000 there for your
1,000 on
larvicide employees.
Yeah, put some into
employees.
No, we don't have to do that because what we had in our budget should pretty well cover any increases for employees and stuff like that.
Okay.
With what the stuff I've been involved with. So what we do here is we come down.
Our equipment.
Our dues went up.
The thing about it is.
By 1,000.
Yeah, our equipment would be a good place to put some.
Well, the handhelds, that's.
Yeah.
That's $13,000.
$13,000, right there.
Yeah.
That almost doesn't.
Yeah, but.
So put 13?
Yeah, put 13 there. And that pickup truck's $5,000 there.
But is that gonna be reoccurring?
The pickup trucks, yes.
And the handhelds?
Handhelds, no.
That's what we gotta consider as well, reoccurring costs.
That's true.
Because your taxes don't, you just don't get it one time, it reoccurs.
Yeah.
So, we just gotta put up there in column D, just make a title up there, tax increase.
Okay.
This is where it went.
Okay, that makes.
And that'll satisfy.
It doesn't count for the, cost of living increase? That's why we're increasing it.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't put any up there, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
That is reoccurring, that's a good place to put some, you're right.
That seems like, yeah, if they require that.
Well, and so is that Adulticide, that $2,000 extra, or $5,000.
But that's what I'm just saying.
On Adulticide workers.
Put it out.
Your tax increase is gonna be that $100,000 to go on top of that. So, just make it equal $100,000. Figure it out, just make it equal $100,000.
That works. That's so, right there.
And.
Go back up, what was the other one, that's 18. So we just gotta find, yeah.
Because on our public hearing, we have the clearly state to the public, this is what we're doing.
Oh, that's only $1,000. But the ATVs right there is $13,000, so we can add it, yeah.
Okay. Well, biggest thing is we're our budget, public budget hearing is next November, so I have to have something too, so. Is this okay and I'll add the numbers, or do we need to wait to make a motion?
No, we can make the motion, just the motion with the including an explanation for where the tax increase goes. For example, I make a motion, we accept this proposed budget with adding a column to explain where the tax increase is going.
Okay.
I second it.
Done.
Any questions? That was a motion, wasn't that?
I did make a motion for that, yeah.
Okay.
Seconded.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Do we want to skip back up to public comment?
That would work.
Are they here?
Yep, she's right there.
I have a misunderstanding about which building the meeting is in. I've never been here before. And my friend who is going to speak, I'm sure what to call the other building is. Would you like me to offer my presentation now?
Did he come in now, the other person?
I'm afraid that I directed him to the other building as well. I didn't know there was more than one building, so. It's me. Would you like me to step up to the front?
Sure.
We are gonna live 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Her name and all, everything. She has to state that.
Yeah, will you state your name for the record?
Sure. My name is Jessa Watkins. And I live at 58 North Main Street. I would prefer to sit in Mendon since everyone else is safe. Mendon? Born and raised there. Recently returned there 2 years ago. We built my home on our land. My parents lived there for 57 years. It's a long time. So it takes a lot in this world to stay healthy, as I think most of us know. At 58, I've had enough experience to understand that. And I know that the best prevention for illness, for disease, any kind, is to cultivate health and well-being, and I've spent my life really working on that. So our family, we live on a small organic farm. We have not ever sprayed. We've had successful crops. We have a bat population in our barn that controls our own mosquitoes. We use a water spraying technique that keeps the mosquitoes off of our, you know, from hatching on the surface of our small pond. And again, we understand that health, the foundation of health and well-being starts with how we take care of ourselves and how we take care of our environment. And coming here tonight, I really struggled. I had a struggle, and I thought, you know, am I going to come and offer a presentation to people that care about health and well-being of humanity and our environment or not? And I decided that I would be coming to speak before people that do care. Because I think that most people, most of us, care ultimately about the same things. Our family did not know that we could opt out of having our property sprayed with organophosphates and pyrethroids, both of which are highly toxic nerve agents. When we found out that we could legally opt out, we were elated last year, so we got on the list with Sierra. A couple of months ago, I was out on my deck, and a wave of talk, I like to sit out on my deck late in the evening, a wave of toxic poison engulfed me. I could barely breathe. My skin began to itch, my eyes began to burn, and I ran into the house. And all I could think about was, if this is affecting me this much, how is it affecting the rest of my environment? That I and my family have spent decades loving and stewarding and cultivating our animals, our plants, our trees, our pollinators. Most people don't know that moths, I know that you take care, usually, to not spray during the day. When the bees are out and about, they are half of our pollinators. The other half are our moths, and their shift is at night. So when we're spraying the toxic chemicals, we're killing our moths as well as other insects that are invaluable to, you know, as pollinators and are part of the food chain. I am very sad that it has become a norm to spray herbicides and pesticides into our environment, things that are highly toxic. How can that be good? Ultimately, how can that be good? I believe that everybody in this room believes that what you're doing is for the benefit of others based on the information that you have. And I understand that. And I do not come here with blame, although I have struggled with this. I'd like to share in the remaining few minutes I have some perspectives with you that is based on scientific research. There is an organization in Utah called Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment. It's an organization dedicated to protecting the health and well-being of the residents of Utah by promoting science-based health education. So I'd like to share, I'm quoting somebody named Jack Bozarth, who was an intern recently with this group of physicians, and this is what his research, he spent many hours, weeks, days, and months researching, and I'm drawing from his article that was published in the Salt Lake Tribune recently. As I mentioned, the chemicals used to kill adult mosquitoes are organophosphates and pyrethroids. Both are highly toxic nerve agents. There is a long list of known health hazards, even from low dose exposure to these pesticides, increased risk of cancer, heart disease, lung disease, and a wide variety of neurological disorders. Perhaps most disturbing is that exposure to either organophosphates or pyrethroids at critical development windows in utero or early infancy can reduce intellect, learning ability, and precipitate behavioral disorders. Pesticide exposure is at the top of the list of environmental triggers of autism. I may add of two autistic nephews. One of them died recently. So I'm very sensitive to this. As of 2021, Utah has the second highest rate of autism in the US. And it also has one of the highest rates of pesticide use. There is overwhelming evidence that these chemicals cause widespread damage to human health. So what I came here to say to you is, do not point your finger at me and say that I'm putting my community at risk by opting out of having toxic neuro agents being sprayed into my environment, because I am here today to protect my health and well-being, the health and well-being of my family, and the health and well-being of our land and of the environment at large. And I know the way the system is set now, I cannot speak for everyone else. Even though in my heart, I hope we can find a better way. I just ask you today to please honor our request that opting out really means opting out. And I appreciate you hearing me. And I also want to share this because it's relevant in this research. Quote, over time, the mosquitoes develop resistance to the pesticides, requiring higher and higher concentrations for the same effect. These pesticides have not been proven to decrease the incidence of West Nile virus, ostensibly the reason for spraying in the first place. Salt Lake City Mosquito Abatement admits as much in their environmental impact assessment. Quote, in many instances, the numbers of mosquitoes collected in some of the traps do not decrease after aerial ULV adult site operations are conducted. So that raises the question, why are we using the pesticides in the first place? And for me, whether it helps or not reduce incidence of West Nile virus, the cost, we really need to look at the costs of what we're doing to our whole ecological system. The whole food chain is infected by these pesticides, by herbicides that are widespread. It's not just cash abatement. I think the Cache County Road Department probably puts out a lot more than this department. We have worked with the city so that they don't spray herbicides on our side of the road, but it still comes through the air. My dad has suffered with 3 forms of cancer. He's 88. He's still around. He's doing relatively well. And I would like for him to live the rest of his life and just know that we're not getting sprayed. So that's what I have to say today. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, a couple things. One thing, is this the same group, the physicians group, that wrote an article saying that Cache mosquito abatement has sprayed with a plane?
I don't know.
It is. And so you bring out the research-based part of it, and for a group that puts into the Tribune and things like that, mm-hmm. we have never sprayed it with an airplane, but yet, if they're research-based, they would be able to count that they used us and a couple of other mosquito abatements as ways of putting their information out to the public, which was false.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to bring out too, I appreciate you coming tonight and I understand your concerns. One thing that as an abatement district, we fall under the public health umbrella. And the last week that we fogged, you used your vehicle to run the individual off the road.
I was not trying to run him off the road. I was trying to get his attention before he sprayed on his property, which I was successful in.
Well, I understand that. I just want to make you aware mm-hmm. that if that happens again, because it is a safety issue and everything, I will have the Sheriff's Department called on you, just so that we have that balance there. We will do everything that we can to make that your no spray request and follow that. You understand the parameters of what we have to work with. you know where the trap is in Mendon. And that trap, it's sitting right there on your property line, but on the side of Anderson's. So the mosquitoes that are coming from somewhere is right there. But once the West Nile virus is found, it is under our public health law that we need to take care of the public.
That's not our law, that's the state law.
That is the state law. So we will do everything we can up until that point. But I just want you to recognize that if you ever do that again, the only reason I have not said anything until now is because that was the last night of fogging. So, fair enough.
Well, fair enough, and we're gonna do whatever is in our power to do to continue to protect our property and our health.
That's your that is your prerogative, and I don't blame you at all. So.
And just for the record, that officer and I had a good talk, and I think that we found a point of mutual understanding in some intersection of our perspectives, and I did not mean him or myself any harm.
Okay, because when he called me, he was rather upset.
Yep, and I was rather upset, and our conversation de-escalated, but it's really important. From our perspective, there is no one, no state law, no national law, no local law can supersede our right to protect our health and our well-being. That is fundamental to human existence. So if those laws are not allowing for that choice, then they need to be changed. And I understand what you shared, and I have no desire to do that again. It was something in the moment out of, I didn't know what else to do because I had tried other avenues and they hadn't. I didn't feel received or heard.
And that's understandable, but I appreciate you coming tonight myself, so thank you.
And I appreciate you, Sarah, waiting. appreciate all of you allowing me to get here in my timing tonight. Okay.
Thank you, Jessa.
Next item will be review and approve bills.
I knew I was right. That is not where we stand. What's on your paper is correct. This is not. I knew I forgot to change these numbers. So what's on your paper is correct. That's where we're standing on. Our balance of Zions and our PTIF. And then there's our payroll for this month, administration. There's our miles, our travel and training. Equipment for Wi-Fiber, QuickBooks, phones. Our accountant came through, and that's what it came to for this year. Our dues for Sam's Club Renewer and our Utah Association of Special Districts. Our trustee compensation and our legal notices is to put out for the tax increase. The paper,
that's all it cost is $871.
As of what I've been told so far.
I'd like you to go back to top.
Yes.
In relation to our budget discussion prior to, this is what I want everybody to understand. This is where I have a concern. Our PTIF balance is $300,000. How much is left in this year's budget?
That.
75.
Okay. Good. So we might have a shortfall, or we've got not a shortfall, a windfall of some positive money going forward. So if you go back to your file, we just are approving a budget that's $592,000. Okay. That PTIF is our operating budget. No, that's
revenue later.
Until we get some more revenue coming in, but that is our operating budget. So what that, I just want everybody to understand, if we spend $74,000 more, or have 74, we take that off of there, then I'm good with the budget because that's telling me that we're moving forward with $200, $200,000 before any tax increases. So that tells me we're in a pretty good position. I just want everybody to understand that PTIF is not a savings, it's our operating budget.
I never really thought of it that way, but
that's, we need to think of it, it is.
Yeah.
And we need to have some kind of reserve in there.
For emergencies, so.
Rainy day fund.
Yeah, so we're moving forward. What I'm, and I haven't done the hard numbers yet, but what I'm saying is, we're basically saying, okay, we're gonna have, maybe when it's all said and done, close to $300,000 going forward. Then we get our next year's budget, which is approved, which is gonna be $592,000. So we better be able to come up with that number overall and be less than that with savings. Okay? I just wanted to explain that. I don't want to confuse things, but the PTIF is our operating budget, and you always need to think of it that way. We move stuff from there to our Zion's account to pay bills. Okay.
And then maintenance, fuel, operations, surveillance.
Well, James, I know we need to pay the bills.
We have a motion, go ahead, a second.
I'll second that motion.
Motion, a second. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything we need on the... anything more we need on the agenda for next month? See, do I hear...
Move to adjourn.
Second. Voices going.
Get choked up. We can stay if you want.
All in favor, say aye.
Get emotional.
Aye.
Aye.
Who second that?
Yeah, who's second?
Dave.
Dave
Wood. Okay.
We are adjourned.
7:40.
All right. Did I handle that all right, you guys?
Yeah. All right.